Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning. So good to be with you today, and we're so grateful that you've joined us once again for our online church experience. I would have loved for you to have been here in the room today as we begin this new series called Beyond. I wonder, have you considered who God is? Have you taken time to look into the night sky and view all the stars? Have you ever gazed and looked into the abyss of the universe and just been marveled of all the planets that there are in our solar system? Have you taken time to look into our bodies, our the makeup and frame of each of us, our cells and DNA? Have you ever taken time when you've held a newborn baby and just been in awe of the intricate detail that there is on that new child? That even when it is being formed in its mother's womb. It's incredible to think of God and the Creator and who He is, but if we're being truthful, we know only a glimpse. We know only what is being revealed. There is so much more to Him. The Bible tells us that His ability is beyond our comprehension. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3, as he ends the first part of his letter, he begins with a prayer, and he says, "Now to Him, to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, to Him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us." He is able to do beyond all we can imagine or dare to ask Him. Today I want to begin our series called Beyond, in a time we find ourselves in at the end of a pandemic. We're coming out of the pandemic, if you like. It's a long ending to a very long season. And I think if we're being truthful, this part can be painful in a different way to many people. We find ourselves at a time where there is war in our continent, an invasion of a country, the first time since the 1930s that's happened in our nation, our continent. We find ourselves in the midst of a cost of living crisis, an energy supply crisis. I guess coming through all that we've been through and now find ourselves in a time like some of us have never known before, I guess there can get a sense of, well, is this it? Is this all that we've been hoping for and through these past few months been longing for? Is this it? There must be something more than this. There's got to be more for us. Surely we haven't been through all this challenge and difficulties and obstacles we've had to overcome and things that we've lost just to get to more difficulties and more challenges. Well, I want to encourage you today that even when things in the natural seem to be so difficult and so challenging, that our God is able to do above and beyond. That even when it doesn't make sense, and even when it seems too hard and too much, He's still faithful. He's still able to work mightily within us. In the Bible, a character comes onto our pages out of nowhere. He's the most profound prophet in the Old Testament. His name is Elijah. Elijah bursts onto the scene of the Bible in 1 Kings. Elijah was an outstanding prophet in the Old Testament. He comes to the evil king Ahab and prophesies that there will be no rain in the land for a few years. Now that's the sort of prophecy that we'd love to hear here in Peterhead. We'd be grateful for just a few days. But in this nation, in the Middle East at this time, this meant drought, famine, and devastation for the nation. It was God's judgment on their idolatry and the hope that they would return to him. It all culminates in the 18th chapter when Elijah approaches those who were worshipping the foreign gods and the idols and calls them up to the top of a mountain called Carmel. And there they agree that they'll call on their gods, and Elijah would call on his God, and whoever responded by sending down fire to consume the altar and the offering would be the real God. And sure enough, the idolaters, they begin to call on the prophet Baal, and they are calling on their idol. Nothing happens. Elijah asks them to pour on gallons and gallons of water on top of the altar. He calls on fire from heaven, and the Lord answers him. And in that moment, they realize that he is the true God. And in this moment, Elijah comes to prominence. He is the standout, not just in the Old Testament, for Judaism, he is their greatest prophet. And Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration stands next to Moses, the one who brought the law, and now he stands next to Elijah, who kind of covers all the prophets, and Jesus is the most important out of them all. And Elijah is there in that key moment. And he is also described in the letter of James as, this is how he puts it, this is how he describes Elijah, who to us is a superhero. He says, a human being even as we are. Elijah was a prophet, but Elijah was a human being just like you are. But God did a great work through him. And friend, today, God can work mightily through you. And just as Elijah yielded his life to God and submitted and surrendered to him, when we do that, God can use us when we make ourselves available to him. Turn with me though to 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to read a portion where we learn some lessons about how we, in difficult times, in times when it seems impossible, can trust God and see his work in us. Let me read from verse 41 of chapter 18. And Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is a sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Go and look toward the sea, he told his servant, and he went up and looked. There is nothing there, he said. Seven times Elijah said, go back. The seventh time, the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Have you ever been watching TV and there has been a news flash appear on your screen? There was breaking news. This was quite a novelty when I was younger, but now we live in a time of 24/7 news cycles. Even I get notifications on my phone when there is breaking news. Can you remember one of those stories, whether it was 9/11 or maybe it was when Princess Diana was tragically killed, or maybe yours is a JFK moment when you go right back to his assassination? Can you remember just a breaking news story? Well, here we have some breaking news. Elijah is breaking news to Ahab that it is going to rain. For the past few years, it hasn't rained a drop. He encourages them to go and eat and drink because now the rain is coming. This would have been a luxury during the drought. And we've been through a challenging time. You've probably fed up hearing about coming through this time, but come on, there's been moments where we were just longing for a treat, something that we had been deprived of, something that would be a relief to us. And here, in a greater sense, after a time of devastation, starvation for some people, Elijah says, Ahab, you can go eat and drink because the rain is on its way. I've got a good news flash for you today. See, Elijah could hear the sound of heavy rain, but no one could see it. No one could see any clouds at this point. Nobody could feel the rain on their skin, but Elijah could hear it. You heard it here first. Ever been like those breaking news stories? You've been right at the cusp, on the cutting edge of news, some fresh information. Well, Elijah was so in tune that he could hear the sound of heavy rain. Here's the first lesson that we see. In the midst of no evidence, all they could see was dryness, we learn an important lesson here. Don't come to a conclusion based only what you see in this moment. Maybe you are viewing life just in the present, but not only just the present, just in where the situation you find yourself in today. And all you're looking at is the natural circumstances, what you can see and what you can feel. But I want to ask you today, what do you hear? You know, I love that song Waymaker and that bridge part where we sing. And I get excited when I sing this. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. God is able to do above and beyond, even more than you feel, even more than you see. And I ask you once again, what do you hear today? What are you listening for? Are you just listening to the negativity of your circumstances, your emotions, your feelings, looking at disappointments and discouragement? Or do you hear the truth of God's word? Do you hear his power? Do you hear what he is saying? See, whilst Ahab is feasting, Elijah is climbing a mountain again. He climbs up to the top of Mount Carmel, and the Bible tells us he bows low and puts his head between his legs. He's silencing every other noise and distraction so that he can focus on God. Now, we have the Bible. We have every word that we need, every promise. It's God's words. We have every truth that we need so that we can trust in him. Friend, you can hold on to his faithfulness and believe for his will to come to pass. Even in the midst of challenge, Elijah got him to that place where he trusted in God. He put himself in a place, and this is a great lesson for us. He went to a place where he had seen victory before. And he reminded himself of God's faithfulness. And he did so in an act of humility. He stayed humble. He got down low. He trusted in God's faithfulness. I want to encourage you that until you see and feel the rain, the breakthrough, whatever you're looking for, come on, let's stay humble. Let's focus on God. Let's trust in his word. And let's believe for it to come to pass. The servant's the one who's sent out to go and see if there's any sign of rain coming. Elijah was so sure of God's will that he'd heard from God that he keeps sending the servant back. Why didn't he just stay where he was? Why did he have to send the servant? Why did he have to go and look? Why did Elijah just not go by himself? Well, he was teaching his servant a lesson about persistence and trusting in God's word. See, this is why we don't just sit back and wait for God to do everything for us. Elijah was convinced that God had told him that he could hear the heavy rain. He knew a cloud was on its way. I wonder, are you confident in what God has spoken? You can put your faith in his word, and you can put it into action. You see, he goes and looks on many occasions, and he doesn't just look anywhere. He looks out towards the sea. You know, earlier this year, we were having some trouble with our gas boiler in our home. We just couldn't get the water temperature to increase. And I mean, our showers were a bit cold, and everything was just a bit tepid. And we got the gas engineer out, and he opened up the boiler. He checked all the parts and did all the readings and tests and even replaced one or two bits. And still couldn't get the water temperature right. And after a couple of visits, I said, oh, there must be something else. And I'll be honest, we've had between the boilers in the church and the boilers at home, we're kind of beginning to get a little bit of a mini sort of gas engineer, just trying to figure out what's going on with all these combi boilers. And this was a new one on me. What happened is the water pressure from the mains feed had decreased, and it meant there wasn't enough cold water coming into the boiler. So it meant that the engineer had to go and find the tap on the mains. That tap was hidden in beneath, underneath our kitchen sink, behind all the kind of cleaning products, and he got in there and he opened up the tap a little bit more so that more water could flow into our boiler, into the heat exchanger, so that it could be raised to the right temperature, and then we could enjoy a warm shower. Again, we had to go not to the boiler, we had to go even further back to the source. And today I want to ask you, are you looking to the source? See, the servant looked out towards the sea. He was looking out to the source where the rain was going to come from. The rain came from the clouds came from the moisture in that water as it evaporated and then would go into the sky. Come on, you remember this from geography. He's looking to the source. He's looking to find where the rain is going to come from. And can I ask you today, are you looking to the source, the one who can meet and supply your need? Are you looking to the creator of the seas? Are you looking to the one who holds it all in the hollow of his hands? Are you looking to the one who knows more about you than you do yourself? He knows exactly what you need. You need to go and look again. And stop looking at the problem. Stop looking at the doubt. Stop looking at the disappointments. And look to the source. And then as he looked out there, he could see a cloud, small as a man's hand, rising from the sea. Oh, it took six times and he couldn't see nothing. So there's nothing there. But on the seventh time, he returns with a report. I can see a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea. The lesson is the answer may not come quickly or when we would like it to. But we must not give up. Continue to pray. See, God is never late. He is always in his time. It was just a man's hand and a whole horizon and a whole sky and a whole sea. And in the midst of that vista scene, all he could see was a hand the size of a man's hand, just a small hand. But that is a picture of the hand of provision. The hand that meets all our needs. I love the song, Great Is Your Faithfulness. And it is a line in there that says, all I have needed, your hand has provided. And it was written by a guy called Thomas Chisholm. And this is only one of the many hymns that he wrote. And he said this, reflecting on this particular hymn: "My income has not been large at any time due to impaired health in the earlier years, which has fallen me onto now. Although I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, that he has given me many wonderful displays of his providing care, for which I am filled with astonishingly gratefulness." Astonishing gratefulness. Have you got astonishing gratefulness for those many wonderful ways that God has met your needs? Says this hymn reminds us that God doesn't only work in dramatic and miraculous ways, but also in the simple, everyday ways. It was only a small cloud. It was only a small cloud that the servant could see. Never underestimate the small signs of God's faithfulness. Are you looking for a sky full of clouds? Or can you just see that small hand, that cloud the size of a small hand? Can you just see that act of kindness? Can you just see that ray of hope? Can you just see today that there's something could be happening? Is there something even rising up within you just now? Or something's coming to your memory, and just something God is speaking to you right now and reminding you that he is with you, that there is hope, that he can meet all your needs. You heard it here first. So Elijah instructs his servant to tell Ahab to stop eating. It's time to go to Jezreel, or you're going to get caught in a rain shower. And he does this so that he can confirm that the word of God is true. And the Bible tells us that Elijah is empowered by the power of the Lord, and he outruns Ahab and gets to Jezreel before him. See, God is able to do above and beyond. That means he is able to do all that we ask him, and he can do above and beyond that. He can even do more than we can even possibly comprehend or ask. Think about the biggest and greatest thing you could believe for God to do, and he can do even more than that. How did he do this? Well, the scripture tells us in Ephesians 3:20 that it's the power that works within us. That's the power of the Lord that empowered Elijah to outrun Ahab's chariots. That's the power that transformed us from darkness into light. That's the power that reconciled us to our Father in heaven. That's the same power that raised Christ from the dead and lives in you. God is able to do above and beyond all you can ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us. That's the Holy Spirit's power working in you. And I want to ask you today that maybe it's time that you go and you look again, that you look again to the source. You look to the provider. You look to the sustainer, the giver of every good thing, the one who is able, that even when things don't look like anything's happening at all, he's still working, he's still able. And just as James describes Elijah as human as you and I, he also says this in verse 16 of his fifth chapter: "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And just as Elijah was human like you and me, his righteousness was not of his own. It was God's righteousness. And our righteousness is Jesus Christ. And because He is our Lord and our Savior, because His Spirit lives within us, when we come to pray, when we ask God to do above and beyond, He's able to do it, and our prayers are effective because we are praying in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. Maybe you're finding yourself in that situation today where you cannot see God at all. You're looking out to the skies and you see emptiness. You can't even see a tiny cloud because it's beyond your natural vision. But I want to remind you of who He is. He's the God who's above and beyond. His ways are above our ways. His might is beyond our comprehension. He is all-knowing. He is ever-present. He is faithful, and He will be faithful to you. So I pray for you today that in the times that you find yourself in, and if you are asking, is this it? Well, there is more. There's always more with Him. There's always more with God. And I want to pray for you today that you will not give up. You'll keep on going back. Go back to the place of victory. Go back and look out to the source once again and receive all that He has for you. So Father, I pray in Jesus' name and the authority that there is in His name, that Lord, that You would give us an awareness of what You are doing that is beyond our understanding and comprehension. That You would reveal what You are doing. Help us to trust in Your faithfulness, to trust in Your word, to believe all that You've already said, and we expect for You to move in our circumstances according to Your will. So Father, I pray for those who feel like they are caught up in a time of drought and famine in their spirit and in their circumstances, and I pray for that heavy rain, that it would come in due season and that it would bring a harvest in their life. So we look to You, Lord. We trust in You. We keep on looking. We're looking and trusting in Your faithfulness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, I wonder if you've listened today. And maybe the things I've spoken about, you can relate to a challenging time in your life. It's been difficult. But I want to ask you, do you have Jesus as your friend? Is He your Lord? Is He your Savior? Because even in the challenging times of life, He wants to journey with you. He came into this world so that He could be your friend. He could be your Lord and your Savior. That He could save you from yourself, save you from your sin, save you from the stuff in your life that you regret, save you from an eternity in hell, and bring you to be with Him in heaven forevermore. That's the good news. And when you come to Him and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, He'll forgive you. He'll give you a brand new start. And He promises that He will help you every step of the way and bring you to be with Him for all eternity. If that's you today, say, Daniel, I want to begin that journey. Just repeat these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You You came into this world. You went to the cross for me. I recognize I'm a sinner. I ask You to forgive me of my sin. I repent of my old life. I want to follow You all the days of my life. I confess You are my Lord. Holy Spirit, come into my heart and make me a new person. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, please reach out to us and connect us. Let us know, and we'd love to help you on your journey.